You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he just finished his fish and chips and put down his pint and the plane landed. And now here he is through the magic of radio. It's Doug Oster, DougOster.com, the organic gardener. We'd love to hear from you, all of your gardening questions, even though the winter weather is still with us. I mean, it was freezing this morning. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. 10th caller right now at 922-1020, 412-922-1020, was a $25 gift certificate to the Sorgel family out in Wexford. You're headed to Hahn later today, PTL tomorrow. So this show, and of course, Davy Tree Talking Tree, vacation's over, but how was it?
It was absolutely wonderful. Flew in last night. We didn't get in till about 7:40. But if you've ever thought about going to see Europe, a direct flight to London is, oh my gosh.
British Airways.
Yes, so easy compared to having to connect in New York somewhere or Philly or someplace. Just made it so great. And if you could swing it, take a look at that flight. You could use London as your starting off point to use trains to go all over Europe if you want. You could find a place like a bed and breakfast or something. Just rent a house as your base of operations. And it just makes all the difference in the world to have that nonstop flight. And we just had the most wonderful time. It was gardens, 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 Rob. One day I had 17,000 steps, which is 8 miles. Yeah. And Chelsea Flower Show, even though this is my fourth time seeing it, it's always different. It's always the creative imagination that these people have to create these things, these designs and gardens and exhibits. It's just absolutely wonderful. I'll go back in a few years, put it on your notes if you're a gardener that you would go on this trip, because all the gardeners that went with me, we had just a wonderful group. We just had so much fun just being in the garden, everybody looking at the garden at their own pace, some of us walking out way out into the woodlands, some of us staying close to the center of the garden. Was amazing. And then one story I have to tell. I'm obsessed with this artist. Her name is Marianne North. She's from the Victorian era, and she's from London, and she's spent years on her own in the 1800s traveling and painting in the jungles in the USA, in Australia, all over, and she has this gallery in Kew Gardens. Kew Gardens is this huge, amazing garden, and she actually funded this gallery of 800 of her works. So again, I'm obsessed. I speak about her all the time. Do talks about her because I have two of her diaries that I use her words to connect the paintings that I show. And so this time I was able to bring my travelers to that gallery and show them what it was. It's 800 beautiful oil paintings just stacked right next to each other. Well, anyway, I came back later, and I ran into a volunteer who I saw 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, And he didn't remember me. We had a 20-minute conversation 5 years ago, but I remembered him. He gave me a couple hints about the paintings and what they were. And so I saw him, and I started talking to him, and I said, you don't remember. We talked. You told me about this is the self-portrait, this story about this painting. And he was so excited, and I said, have you ever read the two diaries? He goes, no. He goes, my whole life revolves around this gallery. He's only there 2 days a week. And somehow we connected again this second time that we saw each other. Gave me a few more stories, but then he said, do you have any of those things, those entries from her diary? I said, yeah, I got them right here on my phone. And so I started reading them to him with the paintings in front of us. And he was just so touched by it. And then he told me that he's moving. He's moving to Northern London. He's retiring from his regular job. Moving to Northern London and won't be doing the job at the gallery anymore. He was just telling me how much he's going to miss working there. And it was just a wonderful experience to see that gallery. I should have had this ready, but I want to read this little thing, Marianne North. Oh, darn, that's the ones I just got from him. So she was 26 years old when she first visited this garden. In 1856, and they give her this rare plant. She falls in love with it. Her father dies a few years later, and I just want to read her first entry, what she's going to do when she goes around the world painting. And so this is Marianne North in her diary. My restless mood starts, and the core of the tropics must be painted. I pack up my things and I sail. I don't know what lies ahead. Our people are woefully ignorant of our natural history. Ever since my father died, the master of my life is now to learn from the lovely world. It's my duty to paint the exotic plants and places that remain a mystery. I am an intrepid explorer. In spite of petticoats and crinolines, I'll explore the world. I've fallen into a state of ecstasy, not knowing what to paint first. The flowers I find won't sit stranded in a white canvas. I'll show the rich tapestries of life and color they belong to. The world is my canvas, and I will not stop. And so, yeah, when you fall in love with something like that, like this artist, and you become obsessed with it, like me, I'm obsessed with a lot of things. I'm obsessed with this artist. I'm going to put together a talk. I'm going to do it online, so that everybody can see it and show these paintings and match up her words with the paintings, because there's all these stories about these things that she painted. Like this family had a little monkey, and she painted the monkey. Well, then she, and when I found it in the diary, she's talking about what a pain this monkey was running around the house and throwing things at everybody, and it's just cool stuff.
How did she end up her life? I mean, what's the end result? Married, kids, or
no marriage, no kids, dedicated to art. Did those 800 paintings over several years.
How long did she live?
You know, I'm not sure. Okay. I've got it here, but you know, into her 50s, 60s, and since she had this connection with that garden, she was wealthy. She funded this gallery, and the way the paintings are presented, they're just stacked next to each other, which was a way they used to do it. But by the time the gallery was built, that style was out of style. They didn't present paintings that way. And I was just so excited that the people that were traveling with me came, and it I can't explain what it looks like, because obviously when they walked in the door, they were all just like, oh, you can't explain what it is. But I'll be doing a whole presentation about her. We'll do it online. I'll do it so anybody can get on there. And meeting that volunteer, probably for the last time, after I met him, I gave him my card that night in my hotel room. He had sent me an email, and then I sent him links to both those diaries so that he could read the diaries, because he had all sorts of new stories about the paintings that people come in there and they say, like in one of the paintings, that they were just like, hey, this is from the James Bond movie Octopussy. She painted this way back then. Now it is some kind of fancy hotel or something. So there's all these little things about the painting. So we had a great time. and saw so many beautiful gardens. Inspiring to see these beautiful gardens. And then this morning I looked at my garden. Everything was in place. I walked out there, the deer went running out there, and I was like, oh no, but they didn't touch anything. I sprayed everything with this stuff called Bob X before I left to be sure that the deer and the rabbits didn't get anything while I was gone. Oh, I'm so relieved. And everything in the greenhouse looks good. My tomatoes look good. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about this cool weather when we come back. And please give us a call. Let's talk gardening.
All right, 866-391-1020. Doug Oster, DougOster.com. We'll be back.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Doug is here and he's got some more info, and then we're going to go to Suzanne, who's in the South Hills. And if you want to get a question in for Doug, now's the time. 866-391-1020. Doug.
Yes, hitting the ground running after coming back from London. Tomorrow morning, I will be on Pittsburgh Today Live doing a comprehensive segment called How to Beat the Blight on Your Tomatoes. I've got 5 easy steps to grow disease-free tomatoes. As Rob said, I'll be going to Han today to buy all the stuff I need to use it on the TV tomorrow. And season 4 of In Doug's Garden by Davey Tree is available to look at. I got a couple good episodes there on my YouTube channel. And this week, I'm visiting one of Pittsburgh's hidden gems, a garden you might not know about. It's called Choderwood. It's right on the Allegheny River, and you can visit this amazing private garden. You learn how there. I'm also planting lilies in the episode with the help from our friends from flowerbulbs.com. And Rob Kruljack, who we'll talk to in just a few minutes from the Davey Tree Expert Company, tells us what to expect when an arborist visits. We filmed by my favorite tree in the landscape. It's called a Dawn Redwood. You can watch all that right now at DougOster.com. And next week, while I was in London, I made a film of a garden a little south of London called Sissonhurst. So we'll be featuring that. Also, hey, for the videos I'm doing for In Doug's Garden, runs every Saturday morning on KDKA-TV's streaming platform. I'm looking for interesting gardens. So connect with me at DougOster.com. And one more thing before we get to the phones. Next Sunday, 1 o'clock at Sorgel's, it's the big day. It's our plant swap and garden get-together. I have free Limbaugh Legacy potato top tomato plants while they last. Next week, 1 o'clock, it's also we do a plant swap. You don't have to have plants to come. Be there before 1 o'clock. We're going to start right at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be over in 20 minutes. And we have so much fun. 23rd annual time we've done this. And at Sorgel's, stay there afterwards and find some of the most unique and wonderful peppers you'll ever see. I'm going to do my pepper shopping next Sunday. All right, Rob, let's get to the phones.
All right, anybody else wants to jump in here? Now's the time. 866-391-1020. Suzanne, South Hills, good morning. You're on KDKA.
Good morning. I have a question, Doug. I had a trumpet vine for maybe 15, 20 years, and it has grown. It was on the edge of a patch of ground cover, pachysandrine, like a vincovine type thing. I cut down the trumpet vine, and I keep getting root it growing up. Yeah. Is there any way I can get rid of that? Besides, I chop it down. I mean, you know, I cut them down, but they keep.
I know. You're the only thing you can do is continual cutting of those sprouts that come up, and they're probably still going to be coming up in the year 2094.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is one of the most impossible plants. But while you're here, battle it. Get out there, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to exhaust the roots. Exhausting the roots is by removing the tops. But okay. But it's just going to be a long battle. Because all those roots down there have established themselves. It looks like such a beautiful plant. And yes. and it's just like, oh my gosh, look, and the brings in the hummingbirds. But once that thing gets established, first off, if it goes up into fences or anything like that, it'll just tear fences down. There's no way to get rid of it. Continual top cutting is the best thing for you to do. I wish I had better news for you, because even if you tried to put some kind of organic herbicide on there, you're going to kill everything else around it, and it's still not going to do it. It's still not going to kill that trumpet vine. Now, is that trumpet vine anywhere near the house or anything like that, or is it out on its own?
Well, let's say it's 15 yards from the house.
Yeah, I wouldn't let it keep going, though. That's too close to the house for me. Whenever you see the sprouts, just have it on your, like, weekly trimming calendar, where you're going to take a string trimmer, and anytime you see any growth, just continue to cut it down. And I hope when you call me next year that you'll say to me, Doug, it's not sprouting. You did it. So I hope that's how it works for you. Best of luck.
Thanks for the help.
Best of luck with that plan.
And Suzanne, you don't have to wait till next year. You can always call me.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Have a great day. All right. Here's Mary Munhall. Sweet potato on her mind. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Every summer I try to start a sweet potato plant from a sweet potato, but I have no good luck. Do you know anything about it?
Here's the way to do sweet potatoes, okay, Mary? Go to your local nursery and find these already sprouted, what we call slips. It's not easy to start from a sweet potato from the store, and many times those sweet potatoes from the store are going to be the type that it takes too long to get a sweet potato. We're moving right now into the period where, and there's no hurry, where we would plant our sweet potatoes. It's getting warm enough where we can put something like that in. Sweet potatoes just love it hot. And it's been an awful cool, wet spring. And so go to that local good nursery that's near your house.
Okay.
Tell them you want to grow sweet potatoes. They'll have a little flat of 4, 6, 8, how many ever plants you need. Plant those. Now, when you plant those, they're heavy feeders. And so
Okay. Maybe
get a bag of compost while you're there, too. Shouldn't be very expensive, $10 to $15 tops. Dig that compost into the soil. Put your sweet potato slip in there. It'll be sprouting already. Give it a little bit of mulch. Make sure it doesn't dry out. And by September, you'll be picking these big, beautiful sweet potatoes. And there's nothing like the sweet potato out of the garden. It's a different It's a different animal than that. And you're going to have just so much, such better luck by getting that one that's already started at the nursery. We also know that it's certified disease-free. That's what I'm trying to say. We don't know that from a potato that we're trying to start from the store. So that's going to be the best way to do it. And good luck. And again, give us a call at the end of the season. If I'm not here, just talk to Rob. Tell him about your sweet potatoes and how much you love them. And they're good baked liked and how you like to use them.
You could tell me how much you love me, too, because I am so lonely.
Oh, we love you, Rob. Come on, everybody loves you.
866-391-1020. Mary, great call. On the other side, tell them what we're doing.
Well, we're going to be talking to Rob Kruljack from the Davy Tree Expert Company in a really fun segment today. We're going to talk about how to identify trees, but also how to get kids to learn about trees. And since Rob's family are tree dwellers, He's probably been learning about what a white oak and a red oak is
I'm just gonna let you dig yourself out of that one. All right, short break. We'll come back. Doug and hey, Rob Kruljack, Davy Tree Talking Trees next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined by Rob Kruljack today. We're talking all about tree IDs and teaching kids about trees. And Rob, I just said, I assume since you've been working with trees since you were about 4 years old, you were taught early the difference between a white oak and a red oak.
Yeah, that came on pretty early in the education of an arborist to know the difference between those two for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about how we learn to identify trees, maybe leaves, maybe bark, maybe size. When they start teaching you guys about tree ID, where do they start?
A dichotomous tree identification key. Are you familiar with one?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so a dichotomous, you know, identification key just compares different structures of, you know, a plant, let's say. So, like, are the leaves round, smooth, lobed, serrated? And by using that breakdown of, you know, leaves and twigs and bark and so on, you can do comparisons to narrow down what you're looking at to what it actually is.
Is there anything nowadays that you would go to that would be in any way difficult to pinpoint exactly what it is? Or by this point, you could just look at it and just say, well, I know this is this certain type of tree.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, there's definitely times where people play stump the arborist, but a lot of times that seems to happen with like cultivars or, you know, something that's more of a specialty plant. But for most of the native, yeah, the hardwoods and conifers, you know, deciduous and conifer trees here in western Pennsylvania, they're all pretty readily identifiable just by look at this point. But it takes time, takes a lot of time. But when you're just starting out, you know, using a book. With a dichotomous key tree identification book, or, you know, we have the Google machine that, you know, you can pretty much point a phone at things now and they'll tell you
right.
what it is.
So stump the arbor is something like, it's green, it's tall, and it has leaves.
Yes, that's tough to do, without holding it or taking a close look at it. Or sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, it's, you know, you see a tree that's like, wow, that's a head scratcher. I'm not sure what that one is. I have to look it up.
So, for this area, obviously you know it all. But when you're out and about to different parts of the state and maybe different parts of the country, anything there stump you, or can you figure it out?
No, that even throughout the state, it's pretty much identifiable. You know, when you start going, you know, further south, that's when some trees of, you know, that you're maybe not as familiar with are, you know, might pop up where it's like, yeah, what is that? You know, and you have to do a little bit of digging. But
do you think? No, go ahead.
There's no labels on any of them. I've looked. That's they'd make it a lot easier if there were.
Well, there were lots of labels in London and all those gardens. Every tree had a label on it. It did make things very easy because everybody's asking me, hey, what kind of tree is that? And we're all the way in London. How am I going to know? And so I just looked down at that little label and say, of course, that is this type of dogwood.
Right. Welcome back. How was your trip?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. And talk about interesting trees, you know, when you're in a different completely different climate like that with those long days. That's the other thing. Because mm-hmm. of their latitude where they're at, you know, it starts getting light at like 4 a.m. and just long days. A lot of plants we can't grow here. Mm-hmm. I don't have the name available right now. I have it written down, but a variegated dogwood, and it had, instead of like our normal star-shaped flowers, it had like umbrals, you know. I looked it up though, and it's barely hardy in our area. I wouldn't chance it. And you know, that's the kind of the fun thing of traveling, and luckily I was at these public gardens for the most part that I could find out what it was that way. You know, I knew it was a dogwood. I just mm-hmm. had no idea what kind of dogwood it was. And so, yes, as a plant person, and certainly for somebody like you to experience all those different trees, you would have just been in heaven to see all that. Do you think it's important for homeowners to know the difference between these trees, especially something like that, like white oak, red oak? We for the most part, we know I got a big oak, a pin oak, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Should they know the difference between them?
Knowing the difference between the species, yes, because, you know, the different, you know, insect disease problems affect different trees. So, yeah, knowing the species, but, you know, getting down to the finer points, red oak, white oak, it's still important, but, you know, you should at least have an idea of, like, what the tree is at first. And that does happen. It's funny, like, you see a tree, you know it's in a certain family, but, you know, what exactly is it? You know, I know it's a... you know, a cherry of some sort or a prunus, you know, and it's what exactly it is. So
I did want to tell you about something that happened in my garden, and it was that big storm. And remember that flowering crab apple that we looked at for a video?
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah, well, I lost half of it in the storm. And so Rob and I worked together on this television show called In Doug's Garden. It runs every Saturday morning on KDKA TV streaming platform. And Rob came out to, I love this flowering crab apple, but every year it defoliates. And Rob told me that it's apple scab. And I can see it from my kitchen window. And maybe 15 years ago, a pine tree had fallen on it. And the guys from Davey looked at it. I said, is there any way just to trim it and save it? And they did. But the last time you were out, you were telling me that it doesn't look too healthy. And then, as I said, during the storm, I lost half of it. So your next time out for a video, we're going to have to take a close look and see what kind of pruning job that I did on it to see if I can save it and if I should save it. That's one of the questions. I love this tree, but don't we get to a point sometimes where it's over, where it's never going to look right, where it's like, as you looked at it last time, he's like, oh boy, there was bark falling off. But, you know, I'm trying everything I can to save this tree.
Right. And then, you know, then that's up to the client, the homeowner, you know, to know when to say when. You know, we can certainly remove a tree over time by just pruning it.
Yeah.
Especially with damage. But, you know, it's there's still, very, you know, trees want to live. And, sometimes it's really hard to for them just to completely die on their own. That they might not look pretty, but they're still going to be living.
Well, that's the thing with this tree. What do I have to lose? Okay, the storm nailed it. I took off the stuff that was, you know, it was, there was no way to save that was falling off. And if the tree does die, that's the way it goes. But, and it's not going to be pretty, but as happened the last time when Davey came and cut it, it 3 years later, you really couldn't tell unless you really look close that was cut. It was still blooming and still doing its thing. Now, when we come back for the next segment, we're going to talk mm-hmm. about kids and the garden. But before we do that, I'm sorry, kids and trees. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about the season before we get done with this segment. Mm-hmm. How would you characterize the season so far for trees with the weather we've had?
It's unfolding. I might want to say like more traditionally, I feel, you know, we've been getting some rain, but not too much. The temperatures have been decent and like steadily, you know, warming. Things are blooming about where they should be mm-hmm. and when they should be. So, it feels more like how would you say a traditional, you know, spring this year. You know, as opposed to being a complete drought or monsoon.
Right. And have you seen anything in particular disease-wise or insect-wise that we should be worried about? But it sounds like from what you're saying is like, oh, we've got kind of a more standard season, which is a good thing.
Yeah, because, you know, the leaf diseases are going to be, you know, you don't see them yet, but we were able to treat for them nice and early. You know, we have our leaf miners and on the boxwoods happening and, you know, some scale popping up. But, things are kind of, the timing's kind of working out like you'd expect it to this year.
So when we come back, we're going to discuss teaching kids about trees, how to identify trees. And for more information about Davey Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
We'll be back. All right, a couple of more minutes with our good friend Rob Kuljak, Davey Tree Talking Tree. Then we'll get ready for Rob in the news at 8. And outdoor picnics and parties, dads, grads, and Memorial Day. We're going to celebrate it on the Coons Cooking Hour with Frank Dentisi. Doug.
Joined again by Rob Kuljak from the Davey Tree Expert Company. He also is on my show In Doug's Garden by Davey Tree. And Rob, we do want to talk about kids and trees, but I also wanted to pick your brain a little bit about when a big storm like that comes through, what does your life become?
chaotic and
I haven't even called Vince from Davey yet to come look at mine. I lost cherries and oaks and all through the forest, but everything's on the ground. Nothing got hit, and so it's just, you know, I'm just waiting, and I'll send him a message saying, okay, when the time's right, come on out. It won't be difficult. They're all on the ground. Just give us a little bit of space to get through the trails. So let's hear. So have you caught up now, or is everything done, or you still have lots of work left to do from that storm?
Yeah, we are still dealing with, you know, at this point, everything is off of the houses and the cars and the driveways, but there's still, you know, trees down in yards and, you know, gardens and such that we're still going around cleaning up. That was a major, major storm event. And we were here at the house, we were out of power for 6 days.
Oh.
I'm not sure, you know, where your place, but trees down everywhere. That first week was, you know, sun up to sundown every day.
Well, you know, the funny thing about my property, and you've been there many, many times,
mm-hmm.
when the wind just barely blows, we lose power. But during that storm, we didn't lose power at all. And 100-year-old oak trees are down, uprooted. A giant arborvitae. But it was one of these arborvitae that was like it kept reaching over the pool because that's where the light was. And you figured it's going to fall that way. It fell exactly the wrong way, or different way, the right way. But you know, just huge trees. When that storm was coming, mm-hmm. do you think like, well, they always say it's going to be a big storm, we shouldn't have much problems, but then when it does hit, you're like, oh, man, my next month is going to be crazy?
Yes, exactly. It's, you know, you get, yeah. And it only lasted 5 minutes or so.
That was wild.
A major, but yeah, you watch the radar and you see it coming, and then you cold front, and then it goes past, and you say, oh boy. And then, yeah, and then I'm a volunteer fireman, so then pager goes off, and so you know there's trees down
on
the road there. So go deal with that, and then, you know, off to start looking at some trees on houses and such. So, yeah, it was a bad one. You know, I hope everyone's okay, and you know, I don't think anybody got injured, or, you know, I didn't hear of any, you know, fatalities or anything from it. But, yeah, don't take it for granted. Take shelter when, you know, it's calling for severe weather like that.
So as a volunteer firefighter, in that capacity, are you the tree guy for the firefighters? Like, is that your role, or it's not? It's just general?
It's definitely something I can bring to the team, you know, when we're dealing with, you know, storm work and, you know, clearing roadways and, you know, down, just being careful around down power lines and setting up, you know, cordoning off, you know, safety zones and such. Yeah, that's a skill I can bring to the fire company.
So, kids, now, can your kids identify the difference between a red oak and a white oak?
Yes, they have some basic identification skills, and but not to the level of their old man. But, yes, they've been around me enough to, yeah, I'm always pointing them out, so they better learn.
Yeah.
But, yeah, teaching kids about trees, it's been a long-time educational, you know, endeavor. And, you know, doing the whole leaf collection, bringing them to school, and then they probably use the you know, a tree identification key to figure out what they're looking at. But you do have the like you said, the internet these days, and Google Lens and things, where, you know, we're kind of losing the traditional identification practices, if you will.
Is that good or bad? What do you think? Or does it, or
I think it's bad.
Yeah.
I think it's bad. Yeah,
why? Just because it's so easy?
Yeah, I think as helpful as technology can be, it also is dumbing us down.
Well, we'll leave it right there. Thanks, Rob. For more information about Davey Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts like Rob from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. Next week, 1 o'clock at Sorgel's 23rd annual plant swap and free Limbaugh Legacy potato top plants. Be there at 1 or you're not going to get your plants. Also, tomorrow morning, I will be on Pittsburgh Today Live, 9 a.m., talking about how to grow disease-free tomatoes. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
Outdoor picnics, parties, all sorts of good plans for the upcoming Memorial Day holiday, and, of course, moving into dads and grads in the month of June. That's next on the Coons Cooking Hour. Rob checks the news at 8 on KDKA. Good morning.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.